relationships that have built and grown the cooperative for 100 years. Keystone specializes in refined fuels, home heat, agronomy, grain, animal nutrition, and swine production. We strive to lead, serve, grow, and embrace our cooperative advantage. Keystone Cooperative, centered on you.
House Ag Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson has said that a new farm bill will be introduced without a doubt by Memorial Day. But the ranking member of the Senate Ag Committee says he wants to make sure the farm bill gets done right. C.J. Miller has more.
Republican Senator John Bozeman from Arkansas says he wants a new farm bill to be able to meet the needs of America's farmers over the next 5 years.
And so to commit our farmers, not just 1 year, but a five-year contract, because we take this very seriously in Congress. Once we set this, then it is a contract with our farmers. We don't allow other entities like transportation to steal the money and this and that. Again, you know, it is a contract. So we've got to get it right.
With so many different changes to the U.S. economy since the last farm bill was passed in 2018, including a rise in inflation and interest rate hikes, Bozeman says that the risk management component is very important.
The first thing is making sure that the risk management tools are there so that our farmers can go to the bank, borrow the money that they need, and know that they're taking huge risk, but at least there is a bottom to that risk, and that's through crop insurance, ARC, PLC, programs like that.
He adds that ag trade is another important aspect of a new farm bill.
Trade is the lifeblood of agriculture. Last year, we had essentially the first time in 50 years, we had a trade imbalance in agriculture. That's always the bright star. So we need to do a much better job with trade. Nobody wants to put all their eggs in the China basket anymore. And so there's a lot of opportunities, but to be honest, the administration's simply not following through.
I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.
You're listening to the Talk of the Town, 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV Vincennes and 97.3 FM WAOV Washington.
I'm Chris Foster. On day two of jury selection for his criminal trial in New York, former President Trump is back in court where he'll be spending a lot of time over the next few weeks, saying on the way in,
I should be right now in Pennsylvania, in Florida, in many other states, North Carolina, Georgia, campaigning. This is all coming from the Biden White House because the guy can't put two sentences together.
And President Biden's campaigning in Pennsylvania for the next 3 days, starting with a speech today in his hometown Scranton about taxes and the economy.
The president travels to the Pittsburgh area tomorrow and to speak at a campaign event in Philadelphia on Thursday in an aggressive push for support in PA, a key battleground state where former President Donald Trump held two campaign stops over the weekend.
Fox's Jeff Manasso polls show a very close race for Pennsylvania's 19 electoral votes. Wall Street this morning, stocks are mixed, almost flat. America's listening to Fox News.
Family Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give.
It's time to get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data, and you get to choose who joins your family plan starting as low as $25 a line.
Does it have to be family?
It can be family or people you like.
Get more lines and more savings. Switch to Straight Talk for family plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
From the WAOV News Center, I'm Tom Lee reporting. It is now official. The Linton-Stockton School Board has named North Knox Principal Tim Grove to be the new superintendent of their corporation. He will take over for the retiring Dr. Catherine Goad. Grove has signed a 3-year contract to become the corporation superintendent. The move to his new position will happen July 1st. Until then, he will stay as principal at North Knox High School. The South Knox School Board will consider the job status of an unnamed South Knox employee. A closed executive session begins Thursday morning at 7 with an open public session to be held at 7:30 that morning. The executive session will discuss job performance evaluation of the worker, and following that, in the regular session, Superintendent Jeff Cochran will discuss a recommendation on the employee with the board possibly acting after that. And last week's eclipse brought a good but not overwhelming crowd to Knox County. However, Vincennes Mayor Joe Yoakum said many of those who did come to Vincennes for the eclipse last week were impressed enough to praise the city. We've got more at WAOVAM.com. I'm Tom Lee, WAOV News.
Hey there, basketball fans. Are you ready for the madness on and off the court? Get ready to elevate your game with Bobcat of Davis County.
Just like your favorite team dominates on the court, Bobcat of Davis County dominates in the construction and landscaping equipment. Whether you're leveling the playing field with a compact track loader or scoring big with a versatile excavator, we've got the winning lineup for every project. Fast, agile, and powerful, slam dunk your projects with Bobcat of Davis County.
We are Bobcat of Davis County.
The WAOV forecast now from the Brian Stevens Erie Insurance Weather Center. Turning partly sunny. High of 83 for today. Look for a good chance of rain tonight. Low near 66. Chance of rain again tomorrow at 30% and a high near 79. Looking at world events from a different perspective, Mike Flynn and Luke Richardson and Crosstalk today at 3 on WAOV.
We're back on the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on WAOV 97.7 FM and 1450 AM WAOV in Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. From the Vincennes Kiwanis, we have Mallory Hughes and Jackie Foley. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
All right. Glad you're here today.
Us too.
Oh, all right. We're all fired up, ready to go, aren't we? We're here to talk about Kiwanis. And first of all, Mallory, how long have you been a member?
Oh, gosh. 2-3 years now, I think. Yeah. And now I'm the president, so.
Oh, yes. President.
I know.
Okay. Yes. So does it take long to move to the top?
No,
does
it doesn't.
Well, okay, great, great. And Jackie, you've been there forever?
I have, probably
20-plus
years.
20-plus
years. I have to admit that. But yeah.
No, I didn't say anything about it. I just know that you've been there a while.
Yeah, been there a while.
Because I knew you were involved with the Key Club,
yeah.
And which we're going to talk about here in a second. But you had your pancake breakfast. And then you had your Easter egg hunt. And, you know, got all that done. And that's always a fun day, isn't it?
It is a fun
busy day.
Day,
though.
It is a busy day. And it works out well that they can be back-to-back because... kind of coincides with each other, and you can go eat pancakes and do that and then walk on over to the park and do the Easter egg hunt. So it kind of works out very nice.
Now, it was a little bit of a challenge finding a place to get in there and stuff, but that's okay. I mean, it works out.
The road construction on Washington Avenue, you did a little detour to get into the Washington Learning Academy, and then they had some construction going on there, so we were relocated to a different place for a pancake breakfast. So there were some challenges this year, but it worked out fine.
Okay. So good. And the kids had a great time.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. That's what it's about. Having those kids have a good time. People eat a lot of pancakes.
They did.
Yeah. I think we ate some
as well. Yeah. And some went home and a little bit of leftovers. And then I think we did donate some to a church maybe.
All right. Well, good, good. All right. So that got, you know, and then we had the eclipse, which I don't know how active Kiwanis was on that. I mean, just enjoyed it as people, residents.
Okay, yeah, just good. As a community.
All right, good. All right. Well, anyway, you have events coming up we need to talk about. Big one involves, I know you guys have been the pickleball people. I hate saying that, the pickleball people. You had an event last year. Involving pickleball, and you're going to do it again this year?
We are. Our second annual pickleball tournament is set for June 8th and 9th this year at Gregg Park. The courts are currently undergoing some resurfacing and some renovations, new concrete, outbuilding, fencing, and then resurfacing of the actual courts themselves. So pending that restoration, that will determine whether we can stick with that June 8th and 9th or we need to move that a little bit. But we're currently seeking sponsors, so sponsorship solicitation has started, and we've received some, secured some sponsorships already, so that's a positive in that respect. And then we'll start working on teams and things like that here shortly.
Are you amazed how popular this is?
It is the fastest growing sport anywhere. Mm-hmm. So everybody plays. The pickleball club has been really working hard on membership and getting the word out about pickleball and being inclusive. There's a huge youth group that plays, and they'll come out there with the older folks or the, you know, the other groups and play, and we include them and kind of teach them the rules and the etiquette and things like that. But it's been a huge, they're from 15 or younger to, I mean,
70s, 80s.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
And they're usually the best ones.
They are. Yeah, and they won't hesitate to whoop on you. So,
Oh, yeah. You know, I read something. It's been a while back, but a lot of the condos in Florida have gone from shuffleboard to pickleball courts. Mm-hmm. You know, they've taken them out and put pickleball in.
Yeah,
it's serious. Yeah.
That's when you know it's really serious.
Right.
Wow, good.
Yeah.
All right, so it's probably not hard to get people to play, not only Vincennes, but in the area.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's several other tournaments throughout the summer as well. Davies County puts on a really nice one, and they were really helpful to me last year in organizing our own. So Davies County has one, and those people come over to ours. We go to theirs. People from Alleyne, Mount Carmel, Princeton. I'm not sure where the farthest person was last year we had. I'd have to go back and look, but they come from all over to play.
Okay, Mallory, now tell me, as president, what's your big responsibility right now?
As far as the tournament or just in general?
And just in general.
My biggest thing, and I kind of put it on all our members, was to get new members. As a lot of community clubs nowadays, after COVID, they're kind of dwindling, and you have that set number group that's great, that will volunteer for everything, but you know, eventually they're going to get a little burnout. So I kind of made it a goal of every member to at least bring in 2 new members this year, and we've got some new ones already, so I'm kind of excited about that. But I want new members, I want to grow the club, and you know, some younger participants who can join now and be for 20 years like Jackie was. And
Okay. So, I mean, are you seeing a youth movement, more younger people, or are they more adults, older adults?
It's so far, it's older adults. Those with probably like the 40 to 50 year range, which is fine. We'll take anybody.
You can walk, you can join.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, I would like to see a little bit of a younger crowd just to get some new ideas and just new participation. Like I said, you know, our group is pretty small, and we volunteer for things when we can. But like, you know, sometimes you can get burnt out or you're busy. You know, that older group may want to go to Florida for the summer, and then you're out one member. So. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, on the other end of the spectrum, we have the Key Club, which, Jackie, you've been involved with, I know, for a long time.
We celebrate 11 years this May.
Yeah.
So
you remember you came on when you first started this show. And it was, this program. And it's, you know, is it in all the schools?
So it is. We are one of the only, and this is what's unique about our Key Club, is that we are a community Key Club. Most Key Clubs are specific to that school, but because we have 4 high schools, we're a community Key Club, and we're one of the only ones in the state of Indiana. So all 4 schools come together 2 Sundays a month, work on fundraising projects, service projects, whatever it is we're doing. We have a board, 2 or 3 members from each school are represented on the board. We have officers, president-elect, secretary, treasurer, those kinds of board spots. So one thing we're doing too in terms of Key Club and membership is we've kind of pulled those kids that were in Key Club when it first started that may be back in the community living here. So we're going to send them some invitations to come join the club. excuse me. And that's one good thing about Key Club is that you can be in it from There's elementary school clubs, middle school clubs, high school clubs. There's Circle K clubs in the college. And then you can come and join Kiwanis when you're, you know, an adult. So that's one of the good things is that you can follow the Kiwanis family through, you know, your entire life, basically.
You know, it really looks good on scholarships, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah, it helps. They look a lot at that community service and what you do. And all of our service projects count for National Honor Society hours. So those kids are, you know, doing those double duties there.
Okay, so you're in charge of four schools. Do you get help from any of the other schools?
The school counselors work with me really well. They help me recruit. They let me come in to recruit. They send notices home for me. We work closely on the scholarship applications and the recipients and things like that. So the schools are very supportive, you know, in that. And sometimes people are like, well, why don't you just do the club in the schools? And for the students, it would be easier to if we could meet at the school. We could meet at their club time, do what we need to do, and be done with it. But then that takes people to go in there and help me do that. And they're just, you know, aren't those people.
No, there's not.
School people don't have time to do that. So looking at maybe doing some things differently if we can with Key Club, just and how it's run, and because it's been 11 years, we kind of know now what works and maybe what doesn't work.
Yeah, and the thing is, kids are busy.
They are busy. They don't do just one thing. The kids that are involved in these types of things do multiple, you know, and they have Interact, and Interact is the same thing. It's the high school version of Rotary. And so they do that, and they do Key Club, and they do church, and they do sports and athletics and academics, and they have a job and whatever, you know, they're busy.
Yeah.
So for them to devote, you know, a Sunday afternoon for 45 minutes to an hour, that's a big deal. And then every other, you know, we're getting ready for our car wash in a couple weeks. So they're going to be there from 10 to 2 doing the car wash.
All right.
So.
Okay. Okay. I got about a minute left. Anything else you want to talk about?
Just that, you know, like I said before, we're really trying to recruit new members. Some of the things that we do as a club, you know, we, like you said, we have our Pancake Day. We also do Race Across America. We have our pickleball tournament. We sell poinsettias in the fall. We also have a fund for shoes for elementary kids, or I guess any child that comes to us or someone says, you know, this kid really needs a pair of shoes. We have a fund that helps them. And pretty much all of our money that we raise with the pickleball tournament and these fundraisers goes back to the community. We have scholarships, and we have different types of funds. So we're really about improving the lives of the kids in the area. And yeah, we're just excited for the tournament this year and welcome new members.
Well, I think everything's going to be fixed, ready to go.
Absolutely.
You'll be ready to roll.
It's going to be so nice.
Yeah.
It's going to be beautiful new courts.
Yeah, and you learned a lot from last year, right?
We did.
Oh, yeah.
We learned a lot. What didn't work, and really, there were a few hiccups just in terms of the bracket and how that worked and things like that, and we're going to tweak that this year, and it'll be good.
All righty. Well, appreciate you two coming in. As always, good luck with Kiwanis, and let us know if you need anything.
Thank you.
Thanks, Ed.
All right. Stay tuned. More of the Morning Chat coming up on WAOV.
We're DC Metal, building for life.
DC Metal manufactures their own metal sheeting cut to the inch and wooden trusses up to 100 feet clear span. They stock a full line of building materials at prices you can afford. DC Metal specializes in pole buildings and can help you build many types of structures, such as portable buildings, garages, houses, churches, or commercial buildings. Visit DCMetal.com.
Building for life, DC Metal.
Have you ever missed one of your local shows on WAOV? Ever missed the Morning Chat, Mark and Mark, or even Financial Questions, Real Answers? Well, that's not a problem anymore. WAOV now has our local shows on podcast, and easy to get them. Go to WAOVAM.com, click on the podcast tab at the top to find your show. It's that easy. So if you miss Crosstalk, Legal News or Views, or just the tips, listen to the podcast the next day. Go to WAOVAM.com and find your podcasts.
It's news, public affairs, and just what's going on in the world from a spiritual perspective. It's Crosstalk. Join Mike Flynn and Luke Richardson every Tuesday afternoon at 3 as they give you a spiritual perspective on what's going on in the world today. It's Crosstalk with Mike Flynn and Luke Richardson every Tuesday afternoon at 3 right here on 97.7 WAOV.
Shop before you shop to maximize your savings and make every dollar go further. Check out the TOC Big Deals store. You'll find gift cards and gift certificates to area businesses at discounted prices from 20 to 50% off. Save money when you go out to eat, go golfing, buy shoes, shop for jewelry, and more. From goods and services to events and entertainment. Search by city, search by category, or check out our clearance category for even more savings. Open 24/7. Go to tocbigdeals.com. That's tocbigdeals.com.
The following is a previously aired program on the WAOV Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger. Welcome back to the Morning Chat with Ed Ballinger on 97.7 FM, 1450 AM, WAOV Vincennes, 97.3 FM in Washington. On the line with us from Good Samaritan Hospital is Shane Wilson. First of all, good morning.
Good morning, Ed.
Okay, and I understand you're the director of pharmacy at the hospital. Is that correct?
That is correct.
All righty. Wow. You guys are busy, aren't you?
We are, and we have been, especially in the past month or two, very busy.
Well, good. I guess that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. It's good for the hospital, good for job security, I guess.
Okay. Well, Shane's with us today to talk a little bit about Drug Take-Back Day. And first of all, when is it?
So it happens on Tuesday, April 16th. This year. It happens, starts at 2 p.m. and runs through 5 p.m. And it's out on the 6th Street entrance to the hospital. A lot of local people know that as the old main entrance of the hospital, under the canopy there that is on the 6th Street entrance.
Oh, okay. So if you got flu shots or whatever in the past, a lot of times that's where you would pull up and get your flu shots and stuff. So, yeah. Okay.
And it will be a drive-through type experience for most people that have just small bags of drugs to dispose of. You can stay in your car and just hand them out the window, and we'll have people there to take care of it.
All right. Let's first of all, let's talk about the drugs that you will accept.
Okay. So, just about any prescription drug that you have, with a few exceptions, no inhalers or aerosol cans, lotions or liquids or hydrogen peroxide. Essentially everything else that you might have received as a prescription from a pharmacy, we will take.
Now, can you throw them in the self-container, or do you have to take them out, the pills out?
You can leave them in the container that they're in from the pharmacy.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if that's one of the things you did not want or – okay. Because I'll tell you right now, I'm going to be stopping by, and I've got several.
Okay.
Over
great.
The years,
fantastic.
Yeah. Over the years, I've just mounted up. So, all right. And that's April 16th, 2 until 5. Do you guys do this like once a year or twice a year or –
This is our second annual, so we did it last year in the spring, and so our frequency has been once a year. At some point, we would like to expand it twice a year, but right now, we're just doing a spring take-back.
Okay. Now, what about over-the-counter drugs?
Sure. Yeah, we'll take over-the-counter medication. Same restrictions on liquids, lotions, aerosols, hydrogen peroxide. But if you buy like Tylenol, Advil, things that you buy over the counter, we'll take those. And you may want to get rid of those if they're expired. Don't want them in the house anymore.
Yeah, and the thing is, it's better to do this than to flush them down the toilet or throw them in the trash.
Well, that is correct. It's the ethical and responsible way to discard medication. we want to keep those chemicals that are in drugs out of our landfills. We want to keep them out of our water supply. We don't want them to be ingested by animals, either our pets or wild animals, or heaven forbid, a child or someone just find them somewhere and ingest them. So this is a great way to not have an adverse effect on the environment, but also get those things out of your house that you're not using anymore.
Yeah. You know, and I think we'd all be surprised if we open up our medicine cabinet or whatever. I'm sure we all have pills that we haven't used for, I hate to say it, years.
Right. There's always that thought, right? I'll stick it back. I might need it sometime in the future. The truth is, when you get a prescription or an over-the-counter medication, they usually carry an expiration date of about a year to 2 years out. After the expiration date, one thing is for sure, they're not as potent, they're not as useful as they were when they had good dating. The other thing is there's a few drugs out there that can actually cause some harm after their expiration date. Not too many of them. Mostly it's just that they're not as potent as they used to be.
Right, right. Now, what are... I think sometimes we don't realize the magnitude of these drugs that that expire. You know, if I have no idea. People's prescriptions change. Maybe the dosage. You know, maybe the doctor increases the dosage and you have older pills that you don't use and you just kind of push off to the side. Maybe I will go back to that dosage eventually. But if you don't, again, you mentioned losing its strength. Is that what happens, you say? Or
sure. Just like most chemicals, the chemicals that are in prescriptions drugs degrade over time. And a drug that is fresh, that you just picked up from the pharmacy, has its full labeled potency, but after about 2 years, it starts to degrade and lose its potency. It'll still have some effect on your body, but not the entire intended effect that the doctor wanted it to have.
Yeah, okay. So it's vital that we get rid of these drugs. Honestly, this is what you need to do. And it doesn't take that long. Throw them in a bag, take them, and just drop them off, right?
Correct, yeah. That's we make it as easy as possible for people to discard them. We'll stand there and we'll take them from... You hand them to us, we'll take them, and you're off on your way to your next event.
You know, Shane, the thing is, I would probably be... My mind will probably be blown by the number of drugs that you'll collect.
Yes, I think last year we collected just short of 400 pounds of medication.
Oh, my gosh. Pills? 400?
Right, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
We filled up three large shipping containers.
That's incredible. That I would never, ever guess that. And most of them are prescription drugs, I would imagine.
I think the majority were, yes. You know, what happens a lot is, well, you mentioned your physician may change your dosage. That happens. Another thing that happens is you have a surgery or a visit where you were in pain and they prescribed 30 tablets, and your pain lasted 2 or 3 days, and you used about 6 of them, and then the rest were left over. And that poses a risk for, you know, children getting in medicine cabinets and getting a hold of these things. And or, unfortunately, for controlled substances, it even poses like a bait for burglars to break in and try to get these things. If you're not using them anymore, just get them out of the house.
That's, you know, I got it down now on my calendar. Because I do
right.
have, I mean, I do have several. And it's, and again, I've, in the past, whenever there's been a drop off or whatever under the canopy, it's really easy. You guys are always organized on this. Now, when you, I guess, what do you guys do with the medicine? You just ship it somewhere or?
Well, I was hoping you would ask about that. We work with a vendor, a company that collects, you know, some things that we have in the hospital, just we don't use all of them before they expire, and so we have to have a way to get rid of those too. So we work with the same company that helps us deal with those, and they package them up and securely ship them to an incinerator, an incinerator that completely burns the drugs, but then also has a filter so that the smoke doesn't contain any dangerous chemicals, and it's really the most responsible way to do it.